loves you because he paid the ultimate price for you. And you know the value of an object by what a master craftsman in that object is willing to pay for it. Jesus paid for you. He bought you back with the blood of his son. And if you have revelation of that, how much he paid to get you out of trouble, you'll always feel valued. That's what we learn on the cross. But after the cross, at Easter, we celebrate on Friday the cross, and we celebrate on Sunday the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, that because he was sinless, death couldn't hold him down, he rose again. But I want to speak tonight, and I want to share tonight, because I believe God wants to minister this word to us tonight, that between the cross and between the power of Jesus' resurrection is a tomb. Jesus was crucified, and then he was laid in a tomb. He's laid in a tomb, and that tomb was sealed with a stone that weighed more than a ton, which was impossible to move. And at that stage, everything for everyone who followed Jesus was over. And that tomb where they laid Jesus was a dark place, and it's a place of despair, and it's a place of hopelessness, even beyond your reasoning and understanding. Nobody understood what was happening. Jesus was come to establish his kingdom, but now no one understood, but it was over. And they felt hopeless. And you know, Peter, he had failed Jesus. And his life became entombed in remorse and regret. He just couldn't break free of it. He was like entombed by remorse and regret because he's failure. The disciples believed that Jesus, they'd seen Jesus do amazing things. They'd seen Jesus. There's a woman once who came and she had lost her husband, and they're just starting to recover from that. And then she lost her only son, and she was full of grief. And Jesus came into that city, and he came to the son, laid his hands on the coffin and said, "Young man, I rise." And the man arose. And he gave him back to his... The disciples had seen Jesus do these things. They'd seen him come to Lazarus's grave after 4 days. Whenever I was weeping, Jesus wept too, and he raised him. They'd seen Jesus do amazing things, and they'd been used by Jesus, and they believed that they were going to be used with Jesus to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. They were going to be used, and they had kingdom dreams. But now those kingdom dreams were broken. And so they were entombed by disappointment and broken dreams. And there was no hope at this stage. I want to tell you tonight, there are many people who they feel entombed today. I tell you, there are many people who feel they're in a situation, a problem, maybe a depression. Maybe it's gone on so long that you can't get out of it. There's a situation, you might be in a loveless marriage and you feel, "I'm trapped, I'm entombed, and nothing's going to change. I've tried everything. I'm entombed." And it's a place where you feel despair. It's a place of darkness. It's a place of pain. When Mary came to that tomb, she was weeping. It's a place of weeping. And it's a place where you feel, it could be a tomb of addiction, where you've tried everything, you can't get out of it. Alcoholism, rejection, despair. You just feel that you're in a place, a dark place, and you can't see any hope, and you feel like your situation is sealed. I want to speak to you tonight. I want to speak to you the word of God. I want to tell you, on that day when they laid Jesus, I want to tell you, God was in that tomb, and he's in your tomb with you. He was in that tomb, and he's in your tomb. And Sometimes God can be even using your tomb. There's people in the scriptures that were entombed for a season. I never stayed there, but Joseph was in a tomb of Potiphar's house, a tomb of a prison for many years till he came out. David was entombed in a cave for many years. By the fellowship of his sufferings and the power of his resurrection, we come to know Christ. Christ can use your tomb, your sufferings, to make you know him better. And often he does. But I want to tell you tonight, if you're in a tomb, if you're somebody here in a tomb, Joseph didn't die in his tomb. Joseph's story didn't end in the tomb. David's story didn't end in the tomb. Christ's story did not end in the tomb. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Because he was sinless, the tomb couldn't hold him. The tomb was temporary, and he burst forth victorious over death, and he came out of that tomb. And I want to tell you, by the power of God, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that came into that tomb and exploded that stone and moved it away and rolled it out and changed everything. The Bible says that very same power, the power of God unto salvation that was in Jesus Christ, is available to those today. It is available to you in your tomb, and it can come into your situation today and change everything. It can bring you out. David said it after God had brought him out of his tomb. He said, I was in this place, but now God's brought me out into a broad place. God wants to set people free tonight. Jesus didn't come to make you religious. The first word Jesus came, he says, I came from heaven to earth to set you free from that tomb. But he said, the same power, how do we access the power? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to all who believe. So what are you going to believe? I want to show you something. Jesus came to Lazarus, who was in a tomb, and he wept over him. And Jesus made this statement. When he came to the tomb, he said this. He said, I am. I love the I am statements of Jesus. He didn't tell you, I want to tell you this, I am the light of the world. I am the Prince of Peace. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? The most important thing about your life, you may not know this, the most important thing about your life is what you believe about Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing. And he says, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available. Jesus said, I am the resurrection of life. Do you believe this? Because it's faith that's the victory, not emotionalism. It's faith that brings you out of that tomb. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, it doesn't work for everybody. It's available for all who believe. What are you going to believe? I tell you what you're going to believe. I want to show you something. There was a man who was so tormented. Some people here, you're tormented. That you've got things going on in your mind and your head. You don't even understand them yourself. But Satan can do this. This man was demonically tormented in Mark chapter 5. And Jesus was in the middle of a revival preaching to thousands. But this man was so tormented, he was cutting himself and he was in chains. And the Bible says he was living in tombs. And he was crying out, though, and in the middle of the revival, Jesus left the revival for the one. You know why he left? Because he hears the cries of people who start in a tomb, in pain, in situations they can't understand. They start crying out. He hears those cries, and he came for the one. You got to believe he loves you, and he doesn't want you to stay in that place. And he came from heaven for you. And he would have come if you were the only one. He would have left heaven just for you. But you got to believe that. You got to believe he loves you, and he doesn't want you in that tomb. When he came to Lazarus, Lazarus was also in a tomb, and he wept. He came to set you free. No matter what you've done, he wants you out of that place. He wants you to a place of abundant life. He wants you to a place where you're rejoicing. That's what he wants. He is a good Jesus. He is a loving Jesus. And he came and he said, I am the resurrection and the life. You know what that means? It means there's many, many, he's the source of resurrection power. power of God. The power, if you're under a satanic power, if you're under a power of depression, what you need is a greater power to set you free. And the power, the source of that power is only in one place. It's in Jesus Christ. That's what he was saying when he said, I am the resurrection. He says, I am the source of the power of God. Every great river has many streams, but there's only one source. Today, there are streams of psychology. There are streams of meditation. There's all these streams that people... But there's only one source of resurrection power. That's Jesus Christ. Do you believe that he was sinless? Do you believe the reason he is the source, the reason he is the only one that can set you free, the reason why he has the power over death is because what causes death is sin, and he had no sin in him, so sin could not hold him down, and he has power of resurrection in him today because he's still alive. Do you believe that? Do you believe he loves you? And do you believe he has the power to set you free? These are the two things about faith, that he came for me. He came for, there's nothing he cannot do for me. There's nothing he will not do for me. He is the power of God unto salvation. He is the power of God unto salvation. Do you believe it? I want to tell you something. There's many Christians. When Jesus came to that place with Lazarus, he came to that place and he said to Mary, she was weeping, and he says, here I am. I'm the resurrection and the life. I'm here to work. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said this, she said, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one God promised to die for our sin and to raise again, and who is to come into the world. Wonderful speech. Then she goes, and Jesus goes to Lazarus's grave, and she says, don't move the stone, because it stinks in there. 4 days he's been dead. Don't move it. And what it says is this Mary, she believed, like a lot of Christians, she believed that Jesus had the power of resurrection and he would raise her at the end of her life. But she did not believe he had the power to meet a present day problem. She did not believe he had a power today to bring him out of the grave and release his power into her situation. It's like a religious spirit. She only believed that when she died, yes, she'd be a resurrection, but that power doesn't work for my present problem. A lot of Christians believe that. But he has power to set you free from your depression. He has power to bring that child back to God. He has power to break off that thing that's over your life that only you know about. He has power to come into that tomb of a loveless marriage and change the whole thing. He has power to turn everything that is hopeless around. He has power to reach to deliver you from every addiction, every chain, every bit of brokenness. He has power. And not only does he have power, he has love. He wants to set you free tonight. That's what he's here for. You know what Lazarus represents? Lazarus represents every person in this room. And if you're not a believer, Lazarus represents you. Because if you don't believe in Jesus and your sin is not forgiven, the wages of sin is death. But I want to tell you, Jesus, he came to Lazarus, who was in that tomb. He called his name, Lazarus, come forth. And when Lazarus heard that word and became obedient to that word, Lazarus was born again. New life entered into him. This is what happened when someone believes in Jesus for the first time. Eternal life actually enters into you and you are born a spiritual person. At the moment you're dead in your sin, you cannot be connected to God. But if you respond to God's voice when he's speaking to somebody here tonight, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, will come into your life and you will know that you're eternal. You'll have great peace to know that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is actually in you tonight. There's a life in you that will never die. You know what also happened in that place? He called Lazarus out of his tomb. Lazarus came out, but he was still in grave clothes. Grave clothes are the things that are associated with death, addictions, despair. And then he said, strip him off. That's what the power of God does. It raises us to new life, and it delivers us from everything associated with death so that we have a life, not only a life that is good, but a life of abundance. People here tonight, I want to say, God was showing me, people, you feel you're in a tomb. You feel you're in a place. I just feel it in my heart. There are people in a place. You've been in that place for quite a long time, and you've lost hope that you're going to get out of that place. I want to tell you, when we put on these meetings, God gave me from the Holy Spirit the name of the meetings. He said, I want you to call it the greatness of my power, because in that tent, my power is going to manifest. The power that raised Jesus from the dead will manifest here tonight, but there's only one condition, that when you come forward tonight, you come forward not to receive prayer. You come forward to receive the power of God to break that chain. You come forward believing that Jesus left heaven for you, and he would have left heaven for you alone. You come forward believing that the cry that nobody else has heard, but only God has heard, the cry in your closet, the cry in your heart when you're lying in your bed in your loveless marriage at night, the cry, God has heard that cry, and you're not here by accident tonight. You are here because the Holy Spirit has drawn you here, and he wants you to come forward believing he loves you, but also there's a power from heaven that is still working today. Jesus is alive, and he says the same power that raised him from the dead will set you free tonight if you would believe. If you would believe. So do not come forward for prayer just to have a nice prayer. You come forward believing there is a power in this place that's going to break that yoke. It's going to break that yoke. It's going to set you free. And as this woman, she came weeping, weeping. And Jesus said to her, woman, I'm alive. I've defeated death. I did what I said I was going to do. I'm a complete savior. Why are you weeping, and who are you seeking? It's a big question. Who did you come here tonight to hear? I hope you didn't come for a preacher. I hope you didn't come to see the drama. But if you came here seeking Jesus Christ, the one who is alive, the power of God until salvation, I want to tell you, weeping will endure for night, but joy will come in the morning. He will meet you and he will set you free, because that's what he left heaven for. He didn't leave heaven to make you a churchgoer. He didn't leave heaven to give you a good doctrine. The first words he ever said when he came was, I come to set the captives free. I come to bring liberty to captives. People in tombs, I come to break them free. He's going to do that tonight. Let's get the worship team back up, because I want to pray for people tonight. God is going to move. God is going to move. I said at the start of these meetings, first night there would be a move of the Spirit. The second night it would be greater. The third night it would be greater still. And the fourth night it would be greater still. Every meeting I've ever done works like that. So if that's you, if you're in that place tonight, if you're in that place tonight, let's just all bow our heads. Let's just all bow our heads. All bow our heads. If you've never received Jesus tonight, I want to tell you, he's the only one that's going to deliver you through death, because he's the only one that has conquered death. He's calling somebody here tonight by name. As he called Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. He's calling somebody here tonight that you need to be saved. You need to be forgiven. You need to come to his cross and receive that forgiveness for your sins. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God and eternal life is in Christ Jesus. If you need to receive him tonight, I want you to raise your hand to heaven, because he is going to save you, and he's going to put a life in you by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will never die. That's you. Just raise your hands to heaven here tonight, because it's only between you and God, not you and me. Only between you and God. And if you have a problem, if you have a problem here tonight, you feel like there's no way out. You feel like there's no way. I want you to get on your feet tonight when the music comes. I want you to come forward. I want you to come forward believing that as you come, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to meet you. Power of God is going to hit your life, no matter what you feel, no matter what. It's not about feeling, it's about faith. But you're going to leave here. You're going to leave here different. You're going to leave here delivered. You're going to leave here set free. Same power that raised Jesus from the dead will meet you as you believe him.